all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. On the one hand, this story seems quite unremarkable, normal. A family goes to Passover like all Jewish families did. Mom, dad, 12-year-old boy. The 12-year-old boy hangs around, runs around with his friends. He is precocious and smart. While they're there in Jerusalem from out of town, there's a mix-up. And he's hanging around with his family. Perhaps they think they can't find him. And so after they've left town, they have to come back and look for him. They're quite scared. And they sweat it out finally, and they find their son. And they go home. And he, the 12-year-old boy, continues to live a normal life. He grows up, gets taller, gets smarter. Nothing really strange about it at all. Could have happened to any number of families, any time or place. But you look again at the story, and it is amazing and weird. That kid, the 12-year-old boy, is, the New Testament says, God himself. Christmas time, you know, the Christmas stories and all of it together, the one thing that you always have to remember, the one key piece at the center of all of those stories is the fact that the baby, Jesus, or in this case, the 12-year-old boy, is God made flesh. The Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. When you remember that, when you put that into the mix, Christmas and this story become strange and extraordinary. Because everything that seems normal gets mixed up a little when you remember that that guy, the boy, is in fact God. Because in this story, we see Jesus, God made flesh, the Word, submitting to his parents. Luke says he went down with them to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And this is a strange thing, because the very God who made Mary and Joseph, who created them out of nothing, now submits to them as a child, places himself under them, obeys them, takes their orders, is beneath them. God the Son, God from God, light from light, who told Solomon to build the temple, who chose Israel when he chose Abraham, who rescued Israel from Egypt, brought them into the promised land, now goes to Sunday school and sits at the feet of the teachers, asks questions, gives answers. And yes, he is smart and wise beyond his years, but the end of the lesson says that this boy, remember, he's God, grows in wisdom and in stature and in favor before God and man. And so what seems like a run-of-the-mill story becomes amazing and different when we see Jesus humbling himself and lowering himself, God, the Creator, placing himself in this low station, far beneath his power and glory. We have been learning a hymn in Christmas time called See Amid the Winter Snow. And there's a verse in that hymn that goes like this. Teach, O teach us, holy child, by thy face so meek and mild. Teach us to resemble thee in thy sweet humility. Sweet humility. That's what the 12-year-old Jesus is showing us. God in flesh, at his own temple, among his own people, but he doesn't come with a crown, he doesn't come on a throne, he doesn't descend from heaven with glory and power. He's there, the feet of the teachers. He's there with mom and dad. He's there running around with the other kids, humble, quiet. Why? Why such humility from the Creator, God himself? Well, he has come down among his people, first of all, as Savior. He has come down, first of all, to all the way down to lift us up. He has become flesh. He's taken on sinful flesh that we might take on his righteousness. He has become a child that we might become a child of God. He has become a member of a family so that we might become in the family of God, that we might put on Christ and have God as our Father. But that hymn verse also tells us another reason why Jesus does this, why he becomes a baby, a 12-year-old, tells us why Luke includes this story of the 12-year-old Jesus. And that hymn verse says that the Holy Child has come to teach us to resemble Jesus, to be like him. That if Jesus puts on humility, that we ought to do the same. Jesus is Savior and teacher, even when he is a boy. Jesus is Redeemer from sin and Satan and death, but he is also our example of a holy life. Jesus comes to do both, to rescue us from sin and death, and to show us how to live the Christian life. The 12-year-old God teaches us to humble ourselves, to submit, to be lowly. That is a virtue, it is a way of life which is terribly out of fashion. We like supermen. We like superheroes. There could hardly be a franchise of movies and video games and everything else if we would call them lowly people. It wouldn't sell. But Jesus has come to show us that very thing. We have this idea that we can do it all ourselves, even when it comes to religious things, that we are independent, free agents, that we can make choices, that we can achieve, and that we can exalt ourselves in our careers, in material things, but also in spiritual things, that we are able to do these things. Certainly the world encourages us to be our own self, to follow our dreams, to listen to our hearts, to follow our passion, to know and to pursue what you know you are supposed to be doing. But the example of Jesus is something different. If the very Son of God, the Creator, the Almighty One, if he went to the temple, if he went to church and Sunday school, if he learned the Bible from teachers, if he was submissive to his mother and his father, then us too. The story teaches us you need to go to church, to be in worship. Yes, these are COVID times, so we are also speaking about live streaming, and it's extraordinary times, of course. But in general, in our Christian life, Jesus is telling us to be a part of a congregation, to be a part of a worshiping community, to commit yourself to the truth as it is proclaimed and celebrated in worship. to submit yourself to the truth of the Holy Scripture, and not just to listen to what occurs to you in your own heart, or what feels good, or what draws gentle on your ear, your own impulses and feelings. We can't be Christians on our own. We can't be Christians without hearing the Word of God, which comes to us from outside, which contradicts our own sinful impulses, our own desires. We submit. We humble ourselves. We lower ourselves. We need to go to church. We need to be a part of worship. We need to study and to hear and to learn the Word over and over again. We need to humble ourselves and be a part of our families. It is whether it's husband to wife, wife to husband, mother and father to children, children to one another, children to parents. Families are given to us by God, a part of the creation. And Jesus shows us that being a part of a family is a primary part of being a Christian, to serve, to be faithful in our callings, to submit to our parents, to take care of them when they need us. It's humility. It's not something that we especially want to do. It's not something that especially comes naturally to us. But it is something that being a Christian calls us to. That being united to Christ forms in us through the Holy Spirit. There are not virtues, humility, submissiveness, that the world celebrates, as we have said, but they are the virtues that the Son of God displays as a 12-year-old, and that he calls us to imitate and to follow. They are virtues that are indeed counter-cultural. You know, church attendance is dropping, certainly way before COVID, and it's not just that fewer people are going to church, but that the people that do go to church go less often. There is less of a moral imperative in the culture that you ought to be on church on a Sunday morning. And as that moral imperative loosens its grip, it is easy for us to drift away. People these days, including us, we often want to be spiritual, but being religious, committing yourself to a time and to a place and to a habit, is thought of as dreary, drudgery, boring. So, the challenge of Jesus as a 12-year-old and his trip to Jerusalem, and indeed his way back home, back to his life growing up, is a call for us to be different and to be strange. Be a part of a church. Worship on a regular basis. Listen to and take seriously what the Bible says, even when it appears to you to be coming out of left field. Commit to your family. Serve. Be faithful. Have a role, however lowly it might be. So as this new year begins, try on this resolution. Be different and strange and weird. Go to church. Learn the Bible. Serve and be a part of your family. This is what the hymn writer calls sweet humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the Voice of St. Paul. God be with you.